And praise the Lord. Thank you for your faithful prayers for our global proclamation of the Word of God in different parts of the world where the Lord sends us and where the Lord miraculously opens the doors and ways to preach the gospel and to teach, train, and equip God's people and elders and evangelists. It has been a great and a wonderful ministry in Australia and recently last week in Serbia and also in Budapest, Hungary. You know, we are so much blessed and encouraged to know that so many of you are faithfully praying so that the Lord may keep us safe and protect us, give us all resources and blessing and necessary help, and above all, illumination in the Word of God and to communicate it effectively to the needs of God's people. In some of these places, I do not exactly know the needs, even though they try to communicate with me about some of the topics or messages or ministry they would like to hear. But it is His Word, and you know, we cannot do anything in our strength to create an impact and a spiritual blessing in the lives of people. It cannot be done through any carnal means. So the Lord has been very gracious and answering our prayers and giving us the grace and the blessing to minister the Word of God. In Australia, as you know, in different parts of the world, our assemblies are in decline. Australia had a big heritage, a great heritage of the assemblies. In some places, you know, assemblies are in very much decline. In other places, there is little revival here and there, and so many immigrants, especially from India, also have migrated to Australia, and they are a welcome addition to many assemblies, and the Lord is using many of those families for His glory along with the Australian believers. In Budapest, Hungary, the assembly scene is not very good. They have gone through some divisions and problems which they very sincerely shared with me and asked me to pray and asked counsel on how to resolve some of those issues. So after the meetings and ministry, we had a wonderful time with the elders, and at the end of it, I thought that the Lord sent me just to spend time with them, because those men are very heavy-hearted because of what happened, and many people left the assembly. They have a three-story facility in that beautiful city, and but only like 60, 50 or 60 people. So they are very sincere, and they are praying that the Lord may bring a great breakthrough so that they may be able to reach out to many people, and so many people may be added to the assembly. It was a very fruitful time, not only from the pulpit ministry, but also in personally encouraging, especially those who are in leadership, those who carry the burden of shepherding God's people, and unexpected problems come and they do not know. Many of them, you know, they are not, you know, trained or privileged like many of us are, and as they go through such issues, they do not know how to steer their way through. And how privileged we are in relation to knowledge, in relation to facility, in relation to wealth and prosperity, and the tremendous spiritual and material resources the Lord has abundantly showered upon us every day of our life. So sometimes I tremble to think that, you know, we have to give when we give our account, our hands have to be strong, because there are people in different parts of the world, those who go through very difficult situations. Serbia, the assembly conference was a great blessing. 150 people attended. 150 people in Eastern Europe is like 1,000 people attending here in the United States, because Europe generally is spiritually very barren. It was kind of a very great revival time. We had a wonderful youth meeting and different meetings in different assemblies, and the conference was the culmination of it. Serbia Assembly is doing reasonably good because of very good leadership, and people who are committed to spend time 24/7 for the assembly and the shepherding of the work, shepherding work of the assembly. So the Lord has richly, he is blessing that work. Some of you remember Brother Sismansky, who visited us from Serbia last year, and he and another brother are very much committed in on a full-time basis to the needs of the assembly. So the Lord has been very gracious to them, but they all need our prayers because Europe generally is spiritually very, very barren. God willing, on Thursday I will be traveling to India, and as you know, every October in different places we conduct leadership seminars, primarily to encourage and edify and train and equip those who are in leadership ministries, to give them more encouragement and motivation, and to pray together and to study and to discuss and to sharpen one another in our various areas of ministry. So 2-3 places in Andhra and also in Angamali, Kerala. And one of the places in Andhra will be Sister Aravinda's home assembly, very large assembly. They have invited so many people from different parts of Andhra. You know, one of the great blessings which I see today is that many people from Andhra and other places have come and attended this seminar in the previous years in other places. And they know the validity, the relevance, the need, and the blessing. And so they go back to their places, and now they have taken the initiative to conduct it in their own places, in their own language, and all the notes and everything has been sent, so it has all been translated. So it is at their initiative. So the seed sown earlier for the last 6-7 years in Trichur and in other places, in, you know, different places of India, and people find that to be a real blessing to them. So they go back to their assembly and encourage others to come together and to have a conference like this, so that they all can study the Word of God together and to discuss and pray that the Lord may continue to bless them in their various ministries. So I will be going for a month, and appreciate your prayers, and Valsa will be following me after a couple of weeks. And I know after that, the same month, you know, another group from our assembly will be going to North India. So it is a great privilege that the Lord has given to our assembly to reach out and touch many people and in many parts of the world. The three and a half months in summer, I did not go anywhere, as you know. I was with my books and reading and studying and preparing, and also uploading some of my manuscripts to Amazon, and God helped me to publish 3 books. The other day, one brother called me and said, "Brother, even if nobody buys and reads it, that's fine. You still need to do it, because what you have learned for 40 years and what the Lord has taught you 40 years, it has to be recorded for God's glory, and God's name will be glorified, and God will bless you and reward you for that." So that also was accomplished, and I would like to do more in those lines in the future also. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer as we open His holy word? Loving Father, as we have been singing, speak to our hearts in tenderest voice, in your love and in your grace, in your authority and in your power, that we may tremble at your word and obey it. Glorify your name even through this humble ministry, as I pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Shall we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6? Recently, we had the opportunity to study the pastoral epistles. Brother Babu Kunyaman took us through a survey of the pastoral epistles. And in my leadership ministries and teachings, you know, I always have a lot of lessons from the pastoral epistles. But a very practical passage was brought to my attention recently as I was rereading and studying 1 Timothy. You know, if you ask me a question, Alex, are you a preacher? That would be the easiest question. I would happily say, yes, I am. Are you a Bible teacher? Yes, that's also a very easy question. Yes, I am. Are you an evangelist? Yes, I am. If you ask Brother Sam, are you an elder? Yes, I'm one of the elders of ELBC. Are you a singer? Yes, some of you say we sing in the assembly. Are you a leader? Yes, I'm, you know, a leader. I have leadership qualities and I help the assembly in various leadership ministries. The same question can be asked in different ways to brothers and sisters, and there will be